Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Can you be someone's angel? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. People think and say many things about angels. Some of them aren't what the Bible says about angels. We don't become angels when we die. Angels don't get wings when a bell rings. But angels are important and powerful. They are special spirit beings who have only one purpose: to serve and glorify the Lord, their Creator. God promises to send them to serve and protect His people. But angels have another very important purpose that we sometimes forget about. They are messengers. That's what the word angel means. The Lord has used His angels throughout history to speak His word to people. They announced Jesus' birth. They told the disciples of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. They spoke of Jesus' return. In a vision that Jesus' apostle John was given, he saw an angel flying in the air, and that angel had an important message to share. He had the eternal gospel to proclaim. He had the good news of Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection to share with everybody in this world. He had a message that would save them from sin's judgment and grant eternal life. Sometimes we read this little section of Revelation the day we celebrate the Lutheran Reformation. We remember the way God used a messenger named Martin Luther to proclaim the eternal gospel to all who would hear. After living in fear of his failure to live as God wanted him to, he read about the love that God showed to our sinful world by sending his Son as the Savior of sinners. He was captured by that good news. He preached and taught it. He wrote about it in papers, pamphlets, letters, and books. The eternal gospel he proclaimed brought people back to focus on God's word and promises instead of things that weren't true. Can you be someone's angel? We sometimes use that kind of speaking to talk about doing something nice for somebody else. But through this revelation, God reminds us of the nicest thing we could ever do for somebody else. We can speak of God's love to them in the good news of Jesus. It is the thing that can free them from guilt and shame, from anxiety and fear. Many live in confusion and delusion because they don't yet know and believe God's eternal gospel. So, can you be someone's angel today? We pray for our Savior's help. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us your eternal gospel. Help us to speak it to others, that they might know your love and forgiveness. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.